Restaurant Unstoppable, episode 14.
Welcome to RestaurantUnstoppable.com. Listen to successful restaurant professionals as they discuss the tools, tactics, and services they use to better lead, manage, and market their restaurants. Join our community and make your restaurant dreams unstoppable. Here's your host, Eric Cacciatore.
Yo, what's going on, all you unstoppable restaurant professionals? It's your host, Eric Cacciatore. I have a kick butt show today, and I can't wait to hit play. But before I do, please let me take this opportunity to give special thanks to those folks who have been leaving 5-star reviews for me on iTunes. It really goes such a long way in getting noticed. So thank you to Mark Joseph 19, Chris Cerrone, Matty Money 7, NH Bailey, CJ Hewitt, Cal's Q, ETZ underscore 1970. You guys rock. Thank you so much. If you want a shout out on my show, just leave me a review. I'll give you and your restaurant a special thanks and a shout out. Your support goes so far. And here's the show. Enjoy it. For the past few years, today's guest has been kicking butt and taking names. She is the proprietor of Castwell's Restaurant Group, which consists of Seiya Kitchen and Bar and Brine. Seiya has received numerous best awards for culinary, wine, and overall experience. Some of Seiya's more recent recognitions include an invitation to cook at the Beard House, and most recently, StarChefs.com has named today's guest Rising Star Restaurateur, the only honoree in the category. With no more further ado, please allow me to introduce to you, with excitement, Nancy Batista Caswell. How you doing, Nancy?
Great, Eric. How are you?
I am terrific, and I'm extremely excited to have you on the show today. That recently you were nominated for this, you know, up-and-coming restaurateur category, or not nominee, but you won. You were the only nominee, so that's awesome.
I won.
Congratulations. I'm sure.
Thank you.
I'm sure with that kind of recognition, you're going to have some great advice to share with us today. And not only did you win, but you your executive chef, Patrick Saucy, am I saying that correct?
Patrick Soucy,
he was nominated for up and coming executive chef too. So you guys really got your act together at Seiya, and I'm sure Brian is nothing to shake a stick at either. So
thank you.
Thank you for giving me such great material to work with. is there anything you wanted to add before we move on? Anything you're proud of that you'd like to point out that I may have looked over?
No, I mean, honestly, it's been a pretty spectacular, first couple years of our restaurant group, and our growth has been, exhausting, but certainly successful. And I think that with any award comes great success, and, you know, getting customers through the door and making sure they're happy people is just as successful as winning that award. So
exactly.
I'm just happy. Yep.
Awesome. Are you ready to drop some invaluable advice that's going to make our restaurant dreams unstoppable?
Sure, absolutely.
I'm sure you're going to be great. So I like to start off every interview with a success or leadership quote. It could also be a mantra that you use and kind of apply at your restaurant. So what do you have for us today?
I follow a couple of really great quotes and, you know, philosophies and mottos, but truthfully, one of my biggest and the one that sticks most with our staff is every customer remains, comes to us loyal, and it's our responsibility to make sure that they stay that way.
That's awesome.
And it's really just about, you know, they're giving us an opportunity, and it's our responsibility to make sure we shine.
I like that. What I pick up from that is you have to treat every customer like they're your most loyal customer, and it's that kind of treatment that gains you the true loyal customers. So that's an awesome advice. Thank you for an awesome quote. Thank you for sharing it with us. So what is your it factor? Smells, taste, views, and sounds. What are the general experiences, vibes, and ambiances that you have at your restaurants that set you apart from others?
You know what? I think that that's all super important. I mean, I was thinking about this question, and I was saying, you know, atmosphere, addition of scent of the restaurant and the music that's playing, the lights, you know. I think that, honestly, it's one of these situations where if you get it all together, it really makes tons of sense. And my it factor is definitely ambiance and your wait staff's performance, mm-hmm. you know, because once we've gone on to this, you know, show or we're acting upon every dinner service, the way that the restaurant feels and the dance that we're performing is really just key. If the atmosphere is in place, the music's right, the lighting's correct, the service is on par, and the energy in the restaurant just kind of trickles down right to the guest.
You got it, Nancy. And it really, like, it's the big picture. You have to spread it across all accounts, and you can't leave any detail unmanaged. And you apparently are doing a great job at that because of all the recognition you've gotten recently. And the big thing that you mentioned is the service. A lot of restaurants, the reason why they don't do well today is because they're so food focused and food driven. And you guys are clearly, not coming up short in that department with the award your executive chef had to just recently been nominated for. But also, it's the service, and that's where people come up short. If you don't have that service and you're not delivering that service and making those connections and making people feel welcome and happy, then you're just not going to make it. So,
absolutely. I mean, when you think about your wait staff and you're looking at them as professionals versus people that are just, you know, staff that's joining you for the interim between their next real job, the reality of that is that, you know, you really need people that are committed and understand and capable and embrace the opportunity in the restaurant they're working in and represent their chefs correctly. So I often ask my staff, especially during meetings or just interview process, you know, what is most important, food or service? What's most forgivable? And, you know, some people say food, others say service. And sometimes for me, because I am that front of the house personality, I really feel like, you know, you could forgive a kitchen for having an off day at times. Of course, you're disappointed by it, but a server who's not knowledgeable or doesn't understand or has no finesse and isn't really genuine just really sits well, you know, it sits with you. And the important part is nowadays there's so many restaurants populating our communities, and we need to be competitive, and we need to make sure we recognize people by their name and, mm-hmm. and treat them with the respect. And I often say, you know, the gratuities we make in our restaurants are equivalent to an hour's work of time for somebody who's in an office. So each customer that walks through that door needs an hour's worth of attention from us.
That's an awesome way to look at it. I'll have to use that one again in the future. I might steal that little gem from you. So let's talk about challenges, Nancy. What's one challenge you're currently dealing with now, and how are you overcoming that?
I'm having a hard time right now. I think we're in an interesting place, which I was super excited to do this podcast with you and reach out to a lot of college students and you know, a generation that is, you know, striving to become the next culinary, you know, collegiate group. And I feel as though it's been a little bit of a tough struggle trying to find the right balance of the people that are extremely passionate for our business. I mean, the hours are long, and the table is, or shall I say, the trends are constantly evolving. And the experience and their expectations of people that are coming out because of the world of Food Network and what's present on TV nowadays, mm-hmm. it's been a challenge to get people through the door that are really committed and understand the commitment and understand that they're one, you know, they as an individual are contributing to our team and they are a big part of it. So putting energy on a plate and sending it out the kitchen and understanding that essentially my life is on that plate, mm-hmm. You know, is important.
Well,
so the next round of people coming through, I'm excited to get my hands on and start molding and generating and cultivating a great team of people that will continue to grow the restaurant business.
If you're a student and you didn't just have an aha moment, you need to, like, smack yourself, because these are the kind of people you want to work for. Send them your information to help them out. And I'm sure if you're listening to this podcast and you are a student, you're the kind of people they want to hire. So let's get off our fannies, guys, and let's connect with each other. This is what we're here for. Thank you, Nancy. You are one smart cookie. Now, let's get back to the show. So you're saying the challenge is finding the people that have the passion required to just deliver the kind of service and performance that you do at Saya and Brian. And I may have missed it, but how are you overcoming that?
Well, we're searching. I mean, we're spending a lot of time continually training people. So, you know, sometimes people start at a job and then they start their routine and mm-hmm. it's just, you know, day after day and they're doing the same thing. So what we've been trying to encourage internally is to continue to motivate and train and educate and show different things and trends and move them around the kitchen so they have a better understanding of what each position, you know, each station is, or so just trying to get them to continue to grow as an individual so they see the balance and they're not burning out. That's huge, you know, because turnover is important, because when we have these gaps, you know, it's becoming challenging to find.
Awesome. And what you're doing that's really going to help, getting all this recognition for being a place where you're not, it's not just a job, but it's a place to get mentored and to learn and to throw in your resume because of all the acknowledgement you're getting, is really going to help you guys in the future. And that's one way to bring in the good folks, is just to, if you provide that outstanding service and you start getting the recognition in the industry, people are going to start coming to you because they want to learn from the best. So you're doing great at that. And on to the next question, leadership. Let's discuss leadership. How important is leadership in this industry?
It's really important. I mean, leading by example is huge in the restaurant business. You know, there's all these myths and crazy stories about the exhaustion behind restaurant business. And for me, it's really about, you know, being committed and as the owner kind of showing the way and leading the pack. You know, my recent award is an example of that. You know, winning Rising Star Restaurateur for New England's Coastline was just, you know, it took me by surprise, but this isn't a singular award, right? This is an award almost for my team, because without them, my restaurants wouldn't have been successful. So, you know, I think about the bartenders that are in doing their job and reading their flashcards about wine and food and such. And, you know, even to my middle management staff, to my GMs, and, you know, how much recognition they've won. Like my GM of Brine just won 30 under 30. And to see somebody that had just come out of Johnston Wales and was very young and very green kind of grow into this, or kind of, I guess, blossom into this really great GM, just really, that means more to me than sometimes some of these awards that do. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, nowadays, your negativity versus your positivity and how much time you take actually, you know, getting to know your employees versus just, you know, knowing their name, it's important. And being there and available to help and not being scared to roll up your sleeves and assist, or,
exactly,
you know, over-communicating with your team shows them that, you know, they're doing it for a bigger cause. It's not just, you know, the absentee restaurateur in my case.
Absolutely. And Patrick Susie, I think I said it right that time, did I?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Good.
He's a little saucy, though, don't worry.
Yeah. He had this to say about you in a recent article. This award validates the importance of having a solid team around you and daring a visionary for a boss and mentor like Nancy, without whose trust this journey would not have been possible. And that was in respect to what he had to say about his award. So, you know, it just goes to show that teamwork is huge at your restaurant. And, you know, the fact that he's acknowledging you in his nomination, it just goes to show that you guys are a tight-knit group over there. And I really liked that quote, and I wanted to share it with our audience. But it really kind of shows how much respect you have from your team. And respect is huge, too, and when it comes to leadership. So I just wanted to point that out.
Yeah, he's a great guy. I'm lucky to have him, honestly. And in the restaurant business, you know, they're long days and they're exhausting, and you definitely become family, which is important and also just fulfilling in a way. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you find yourself at times spending more times with your family at the restaurant than you do with your actual family, which is unfortunate at times. But, you know, our connection, Patrick and I, is really came about at a time where I was a little bit more vulnerable and just, you know, was looking for the right guy. And he was just sitting down at my bar eating razor clams. And we knew each other just from the businesses in the past, and is just such an asset, and really he has a great personality. And mm-hmm. I'm sure if you write some articles between being a farmer and juggling, you know, being the best dad and teaching his kids about farming and, you know, understanding sustainable fish products, and really at Saya being challenged to cook dishes that are from Portugal and Italy and France and Spain, not being able to just be who he wants to be is, you know, is very interesting as well and challenging for him.
Absolutely. And, I mean, I just want to, you know, point out that it's the sense of teamwork that is just so important in the industry. And what I, just from reading books recently and talking to some of these folks, I'm starting to realize that what really makes a restaurateur successful is the ability to surround themselves with people that are, if not just as smart, but smarter than them and just as motivated and passionate. And that's where the real skill of a restaurateur comes in, is being able to put these teams together, because you're only as good as the team you're a part of. So I would imagine that would be one of your really great strengths, and it only shines through when you talk about your executive chef, Patrick. So
yeah,
let's go, no problem. Let's jump on to the next question here, which is about success. What is your definition of success in the restaurant industry?
Our business is really about immediate gratification. You know, you serve a dish to a guest and they might not have wanted, or they hadn't shopped that through the web, and they have it and they enjoy it and they walk out with a smile. And, you know, I think that the ultimate success is achieving a customer who takes 2 seconds to stop at a podium or stop at our open kitchen to say, that food was really great. You know, dollars in our world or, you know, awards, yeah, that matters. But the truth is, you know, in our business, many of us at times may even run a nonprofit restaurant or nonprofit mm-hmm. organization, and we joke about that. But, you know, it really is, it is about that customer satisfaction, and it is about that long day's work and that immediate gratification that you just receive in the restaurant business. And, you know, reviews are difficult when you read them online, and that new world of, you know, Yelping and so on and so forth. But you have to admit, when you get a great Yelp or great review online, and that just 2 minutes of somebody checking in to tell you how great it was means more than quite a bit. So I think that that's pretty successful.
I love this question exactly for the reason that people who are successful, like yourself in this industry, they know that it's not about the money. It's about the ability to make people happy. This industry is comprised primarily, or at least the successful people are people pleasers. They are natural born people pleasers, and nothing makes them more happy than knowing that people are leaving their establishment happier than when they came in, and that's the ultimate reward. So, great answer. So we're going to jump right into what I like to call on the fly. This is a speed round where you drop invaluable advice on us with just a few sentences. But if you have to go over, I understand it's been kind of a trend that the speed round is not really, it's just not much of a speed round lately, but it's fine. it's a lot of fun to get the answers, but don't feel rushed.
Sure.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Share with us one hiring tip or tool you use.
I always like to know what people are eating on their off time. Like, I always want to know, you know, where are you going? What are you doing? What are you eating? What do you like to cook for yourself at home? Especially if I'm interviewing a chef.
Mm-hmm.
And in front of the house, you know, same thing. Where do you go? What do you do? What do you like to do? Because I like to get to know people's personality, both when you work as a team, and in our front of the house, we pool, which means we all count on each other and throw our tips in a pool.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's important that personalities jive and people get to know each other. Otherwise, it's not going to work out.
What's the best answer you've gotten for that question? I'm just curious.
You know what? That's a good question. I don't know. I'm so big on first impressions. You know, I got to say, it was probably my GM, Brianna, and I interviewed her very much out of the great gate. Like I said, she was super green, and she just kind of came to me. And believe it or not, she had almost the exact background as I did on her bio. She came from the same college, went to the same sorority, and we just kind of hit it off because she was so excited and eager. And when I talked with her about food, she was so excited about things like classic pub nachos and hamburgers. And I just thought it was funny because I was like, God, this girl's world is going to completely change in a couple of years. Now she's eating, you know, oysters and crudos and trying adventurous things like head cheese and such.
Awesome. That's great. So the next question I have for you is, once you find these quality employees, what creative incentives do you provide to keep them as valuable team members?
one of the things I do that I think is super valuable for especially my management team is I offer them a dining allowance. And what this is that, you know, they're able to go out and dine on a monthly basis and submit their receipt, kind of like an expense report. And the purpose of that is really to get them going and keep them excited and intrigued by what others are doing around them. And not always does it pertain to the food in which we're cooking in our restaurants, but it certainly, you know, keeps the motive, like, you know, keeps it going, keeps the juices flowing.
Awesome. I love it. Hopefully you look at this podcast as a dining reward for your employees, because you might be able to suggest having them listen to see what's out there for different types of services and how different restaurants are leading their restaurants.
Yes, definitely.
Awesome. Cool.
I must say, Eric, I think I'm the only female on your show so far.
No, there was one more. Brooke Burton is a restaurant service coach.
And cool.
Yeah, that's a great episode. You should listen to it. She's got some good stuff. So I won't pitch my podcast anymore during your time. Sorry.
No.
Let's go on to the next question. Marketing tactics and tools. What is working for you right now?
You know, with the world of Twitter, social media, I mean, how do you go wrong with that? You know, way back in the day when I first got into this business, I would, you know, sit there and deal with either a marketing company or marketing agency or a publicist, and we'd be working around press releases all the time. And nowadays, you get this special world of Twitter, which, you know, is a little overwhelming when you first get going on it, but the reality of hashtags and, you know, essentially really getting a picture of food right in front of a food writer is tremendous. And just sending something as simple as, you know, your thought of the day or, you know, a comment that you received from a guest or an event that you're doing and having them get it immediately on their smartphone or on their computer is just, it's really a new, interesting way of promoting your business. And nowadays, super important because everybody else is doing it. So you're behind the ball if you're not.
Absolutely. You have to be doing it. It's where everyone else is, and you have to be there engaging if more than everyone else. It's a question of who can engage more and make that a relationship genuine. And it's not just about broadcasting, which is the big thing. It's about the actual engaging. And can you give an example of how it is that you engage and not just broadcast to your followers on Twitter?
We try to engage by asking questions often too, you know, give us feedback on something, or we'll talk about our Oyster card and, you know, specifically to brine, or we'll discuss, you know, wine and brines, which is a 4-course menu that we do on Wednesdays, and just see what the response are for what was the best course. Brian right now is doing this really cool play on basketball's March Madness by doing a Shuck Madness program. So we're doing these, like, Sweet 16 oysters that drop down to the elite and the finals and the champs and stuff. So it'll be a good opportunity to hear some banter online on our social media and see what people are loving or disappointed that their oyster might not make that bracket.
See, it's answers like that that make me jump in joy on the inside, because that's such awesome advice. And what you're doing, really, for the listeners, what she's surveying. Use these tools. You can do so much. It's not just about telling people what you're doing, but it's a way to gather information and ask them questions, and they'll tell you what they want. And all you have to do is just deliver what they're telling you, and you'll make a lot of people happy that way. So that's amazing advice. Thank you for that. The next question I have for you is, what is one restaurant or business book you'd recommend to our listeners?
Oh, Setting the Table for sure was a big one for me. I was given that award by a restaurant inspector who does like my secret shopping reports for my restaurants. And the book has been handed down to my management to read. It's really a great book just about the world of restaurants, the world of restaurateurs, you know, how we treat our, you know, restaurants almost similar to treating children or our own kids. Really, really great book. I really recommend reading that. And then The 1-Minute Manager is also really great if you're looking for something more focused on the front of the house. I was given that book, actually, from my mentor, Chris Schlesinger, when I first started managing when I was 19 years old. And he had no idea how old I was. So
oh, really? Wow.
I love reading that book, and I've also handed that off as well.
That's a new book. I have not heard that. What was the name of it again?
1-Minute Manager.
1-Minute Manager. I'll have to check that out for sure. And these books will all be on the show notes. Danny Meyer's book, again, is amazing. I'm in the process of reading that right now. I wish I had more time to read it more often. But I think that is going to be the the rock star of this podcast. I might have to lead every question is, what is one restaurant book like setting the table? because it's extremely popular, but yeah, great book too. The next question I have for you is, could you recommend any gadget, service, or tool that has improved your restaurant's productivity, efficiency, profitability, or communication? These tools can be used front of house or back of house.
Ooh, that's an interesting one. I could pick so many little handy tools we've got going on that are really exciting and part of our group. But, you know, I think we should stick back to just the ability to communicate with our guests correctly. And it can be a costly tool, but the Open Table system, which is a reservation system people can use online, I'm not sure if you're familiar with it, Eric. But
yeah, I've looked into it.
Yeah, it drives people to, you know, through a search engine almost, of restaurants based on location. And you can review online, which is great because, you know, puts you on your toes to know that they can immediately get a survey almost within, like, 24 hours to review your restaurant. But the key part of that restaurant reservation system is you can actually determine the history of that diner, which is a little scary. Mm-hmm. So you can see, you know, how many times they've dined with you, how many times they've canceled, if they like a certain server versus another. You can tie it into your POS system, which is the, you know, ordering system, mm-hmm. buyer system, and you can determine how many dollars they've spent with you. And it's a good way to just track information about somebody, which keeps it really personal, right, and goes back to my original quote or my motto of keeping them loyal. So nothing feels better than walking through and being like, hey, how are you? Do you want to have Corey again? She was your server. Do you mm-hmm. want to sit downstairs like you've asked for in the past? And then, you know, if the server takes the time to punch in notes like really had a great bottle of wine or really didn't like this style dessert, it really gives us an opportunity to jump through hoops for them. Mm-hmm. And we forget it because originally that system came to us, you know, very small, and now it's huge. It's, you know, you can find a restaurant anywhere on there, I feel like.
Yeah, it's really, you kind of hit it early. It can be, you mentioned it in the early of the answer, but some restaurants do complain about the expense of it, but I've also noticed that it's these restaurants that only talk about the reservation service, but if you use the service for what it is and all of its resources, it's so much more, and you can get your return on investment if you choose to use it at its potential.
Right.
So that's the trick with Open Table. I've heard some things, but I have also noticed that the people that don't have good things to say are the ones that don't mention all the good things it does too. So,
right.
Yeah, good point. Great service only if you make the most of it, and if you do make the most of it, it will do great things. So thank you for sharing that. The last question I have before we wrap it up is, what is the best restaurant or business advice you've ever received?
Work harder than the people that are around you. I think that was the biggest one I got. You know, I was young when I got into this business. I'm 19, trying to manage people that had been doing this for longer than I had been born. And, you know, making sure that I felt strong enough to handle the day-to-day operations of our business and to lead by example and to not be concerned to, you know, roll up my sleeves and assist. And even having just the level of confidence to communicate with a customer when you may not know the answer 100% to, you know, feeling confident in your skills to handle, you know, any given situation. I mean, the important part with that one-minute manager book is that, you know, we're constantly under the gun for something, whether it's looking for an employee or looking, you know, correcting an issue or putting a fire out on the floor, you know, dealing with a line out the door that was unexpected because it's 60 degrees outside in New England. You know, it's really about working harder than everybody else around you. And if you treat that, not just from, you know, ownership down, but just even the dishwasher that's in your dish, you know, pit for the night. And if he comes in thinking, I'm going to bust my butt, you know, and his second in that dish pit is feeling the competition, you know, and we're all a little competitive in our ways. So I think, you know, coming in every day and working as hard as you can and committing is probably one of the best things I learned. And it's funny, when I won this recent award, I went back to one of my servers when I was 19 years old and reached out to her and called her about it. And she was like, I can't even believe you've made it this far.
That's awesome. And it's those little moments in life where you have to stop, especially as a restaurant professional, and just reflect. Because we work so hard, and we, you know, day in, day out, it's such a demanding career. When you achieve moments like this and you get that recognition, whether it's a thank you so much for my meal today, it was amazing, I was just so happy the entire time, or if it's a really prestigious award like you won, stop and just enjoy the moment. Because you have to. If you don't enjoy the moment, you're not going to, you're going to be an unhappy person. So just, you know, absorb those times. And I really liked how you talk about just working harder than anybody else. In a most recent book I read, Tribes, by Seth Godin, he talks about leadership. And if you set that pace and you are working harder than anybody else and you are the leader, you're going to set the pace. People will follow and work just as hard as you will, or as you do, because you are the engine and you are the example that they're following. So that's awesome advice. So let's wrap it up here, Nancy. Who is one restaurant professional you admire and believe would be an amazing addition to our community here at Restaurant Unstoppable?
Oh, I'd have to say, I have a lot, you know, and I've been fortunate in my past, just this past year, to have met two of them. And one of them won my award, which is really great. So, you know, Joanne Chang of Myers and Chang and Flower Bakery, what a great personality. She's super sweet, so humble, and really works really hard all over, you know, the country at this point, launching her third baking book. This one particularly focused on gluten, so again, trend-related. And, you know, she's got a great balance and really, really enjoy her and have always looked up to her. But and then personally, the world of Barbara Lynch, outstanding, just nominated James Beard Outstanding Restaurateur. I have no doubt she'll probably take that award for Beard this year. And she's just tremendous. I mean, I had the pleasure of having her at my chef's table a couple months back at Saya. We cooked for her and our friends, and just amazing, you know, and really reminded me that in my world, sometimes I take my life a little too seriously, and I need to enjoy what I'm doing and enjoy my day-to-day and have fun in the business, because that's the other side of our restaurant world. You know, it is long and it's exhausting, but it's also very fun. I mean, we're not in a cubicle. We're not staring at a computer. We're having fun. We're talking to people.
Every day is different, too, which is the other best thing about it. You don't get 2 days exactly the same.
So Barbara's huge, and she deals with such an amazing talent. And being a chef and being a manager is very difficult, and I find that with a lot of the chefs that I deal with. And I've had the pleasure of kind of listening to your other podcasts with chefs, and, you know, it's great to see them taking that management responsibility in that role, because chefs want to work with their, you know, they want to spend time with their hands and knives and chopping food and creating. You know, most of these guys are minds, as I like to refer to them. You know, they're just creative and they want to go.
Yeah.
And the last thing they want to do is, you know, sit somebody down and write them up and or, you know, deal with, you know, just managing an employee. So the world of Barbara and the amount of people that come through her door and, you know, and what admiration they have for her, which puts her on a pedestal, I only can imagine, you know, what her day-to-day is like to just be that leader that everybody wants her to be and to not disappoint anybody, you know?
You got it. You absolutely got it. And you heard it, Joanne and Barbara. I'm coming for you. I think Nancy pointed out earlier, we need more ladies like you on the show.
Yeah.
So here's our opportunity to get more gals on, and I'm sure we'd learn great things from you. So please come join the community and teach us what you have to, you know, teach, I guess.
yeah.
So the last question last thing I allow all my guests to do is to pitch their services in their restaurants. How can we connect with you? Where can we find you? What are your plans for the future?
Geez, I feel like I've been asked this question a lot in the past 2 weeks. What am I where can you find us? Well, obviously come to Newburyport and check us out. We're like literally diagonally across the street from each other. And Vine is a really casual yet fun and hip steak and oyster bar. And, you know, I find people actually enjoying oysters and some crudo at Vine and then heading over to Sayer for some charcuterie and cheeses and such. You can obviously find us on our social media world. Brian is working on a brine cookbook, believe it or not, which is really great. We're super excited about that. We were approached to start essentially writing recipes on crudo and some of the dishes we've been doing here the past year. And, yeah, you can find you. You know what? You're gonna find me. You're gonna. I'm gonna end up somewhere. I'm looking at a third location, a site to still be, you know, I guess announced. I'm not ready to let that information go yet. But, you know, we're exciting restaurant group and constantly looking for great, talented individuals to join the team. And, you know, it's been no secret that I opened Brine because of the talent I had in my kitchen. And I knew that if I didn't do it now, those people were going to be looking for that executive chef and sous chef position somewhere else. Mm-hmm. So I'm a big believer in being motivated myself by the people that are working underneath me. So if I don't want to lose you, I'm going to find a way to keep you.
Awesome. And that's another piece of advice, even in the wrapping up. If you provide opportunity to your employees, they're going to want to stick around with you. And that's huge because, I mean, that idea of knowing that there's more to come if you stick with this person will make them loyal to you. So that's another little gem that you dropped on us, even in the outro. And another reason why I do this, guys, I allow you guys to pitch your restaurants. If there's any students out there listening, her information is there. Odds are, if you're, you know, listening to this podcast, you're the kind of person Nancy wants working for you. So don't be afraid to connect. And this is a great way for you guys to, you know, connect and have further awesome, you know, employees working for you.
So, yeah. And Eric, kudos to you. Honestly, I'm not going to plug your place, your spot, but I think it's just exceptional that you're taking the time to, you know, reach out and communicate, and more importantly, having patience with us because, you know, we're busy people and, you know, the time and energy that you're putting into launching this is just extraordinary, plus, you know, finding your balance in life and stuff. So, you know, kudos to you for stepping up and doing something like this and grabbing the bull by the horns, and maybe I should be asking you when can I find you? Where will you be?
Well, this is all just a learning experience for me. You're making me blush right now, so stop it, please. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun, and I just know I love to connect with people, and that's really what it's all about is collaborating. And there needed to be something like it. I couldn't find it. I couldn't wait for it anymore to happen, so I just decided to do something.
Well, kudos to you.
Thank you so much. That's extremely flattering. Thank you, Nancy.
You're welcome.
So thank you for being a guest on my show. You knocked it out of the park. I knew you would, and I can't wait to meet you sometime and experience your amazing
service. Yeah, come down. I can't wait to feed you oysters.
Sounds awesome. Thank you so much, Nancy. Take care.
Thanks, Eric. Okay.
Man, I love this podcast. It's so much fun connecting with these people and having these awesome conversations and providing it to you to listen in. And there's so much great advice coming from these folks, and they've proven their success. All you have to do is listen to their advice and follow in their footsteps, and good things will happen. Thank you again to Nancy for that amazing compliment. It's truly my pleasure interviewing you guys out there and learning from you. And every day is a new lesson, and it doesn't one bit feel like work. It's truly just my passion, and I have so much fun doing it. But I could use some support, guys. If you are liking these podcasts, give me a review on iTunes. It goes a long way, and I'll give you and your restaurant a shout out, or just you a shout out. Also, it helps me a lot too if you use the links to jump over to Amazon and soon to be Audible to maybe find some of these books we're talking about. It's at no extra cost to you if you use my links. I get a little piece. Amazon and Audible, they throw me a little piece of the pie, and it just, you know, well, trust me, it will go to school because, yeah, that's not cheap. So it could really help me. Thank you so much. Until next time, peace.